Soul is a subject of consciousness. And the world around it is the object of consciousness. So, is the soul conscious of itself? Yes, when it is, the consciousness is reflected through some reflector, the soul becomes self-aware. Just like if I have a mirror in front of me, I can see myself. But otherwise, it's not that I can turn my eyes on myself and I can look at myself. So the soul is the subject of consciousness. The soul is not the object of consciousness. The world is the object of consciousness. Normally, the soul cannot perceive itself. But when we become... So this is talking about the embodied condition. This is talking about the conditioned situation. This is not talking about a liberated situation. When the soul is no longer conditioned by the body, the soul's consciousness is no longer attracted towards external material things, then the soul can perceive itself. Yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmanatmanam pashyanatmani tushyati sukhamatyantikam yattad buddhigrahayam atindriyam vetti yatra chaivayam stashchalitatvataha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6.20-23, in these four verses he describes the stage of samadhi, perfect spiritual realization. And that time he says, yatra uparamate chittam, at this stage the chitta, the moment of consciousness stops. Niruddham yoga sevaya, by the steady practice of yoga. Yatra chaiva atmanatmanam pashyan atmani tushyati. At that time, the soul turns inwards and the soul can perceive itself. So the soul in the conditioned stage, at the present stage, soul is conscious, but it is the subject of consciousness. That means it is the person who is being conscious. It is at present not the object of consciousness. In the liberated stage, the soul can become the object of consciousness also. When its consciousness is no longer dragged by outer material stimuli, then it can become the object of consciousness. Does it address your question?
Yes.